As revenge for the ambush on Pearl Harbor, President Harry S. Truman ordered the world's first atomic bomb to be dropped over the Japanese city of Hiroshima. 3 days later, Japan suffered another bombing on the city of Nagasaki. Ironically, the bomb of Hiroshima was named Little Boy, but the destruction was far from little. An entire city was nearly wiped out. 80,000 people were killed instantly, and many more would later die from the exposure to irradiation. With no time to recover or reconsider surrender, Fat Man, which was another bomb, took the lives of 75,000 and left 60,000 to suffer from injuries in Nagasaki. Not only were these bombs responsible for the deaths of thousands, but they became a burden for generations to come. A boy in fifth grade recalled that he had a feeling that all human beings on the face of Earth had been killed of, and only the five of us, which were his family, were left behind in an uncanny world of the dead. A sixth grade girl said the bloated corpses were drifting in those seven formerly beautiful rivers, smashing cruelly into bits the childish pleasure of the little girl. The peculiar odor of burning human flesh rose everywhere in the Delta City, which had changed to waste of searched earth. Within months of the attack, approximately 210,000 were killed. Fetuses that were exposed to radiation had risks of cancer, mental health, and congenital birth defects. Following the Japanese surrender, journalist George W. describes the atomic illnesses that were killing people who had survived the impact. The controversy of the attack did not only allow his article to be released until 2006, but on September 9th, 1945, he wrote that men, women, and children with no outward marks of injury are dying in hospitals, some after having walked around 3 or 4 weeks, thinking they have escaped, but they are dead of the atomic bomb, and nobody knows why.